This year, Victoria Hospice is celebrating their 20th anniversary from the day it opened back in 1996. We're having a celebration in the evening. We have invited people who are involved within the service and the volunteers. We're going to have a number of speeches looking at the past, present, and looking at the future of the hospice. We'll share some memories, and it's really just to kind of celebrate the achievements of the hospice over the last 20 years. The hospice provides specialist palliative care to those patients who have cancer or another life-limiting condition. We provide symptom control, we support people both psychologically, emotionally, and we also support families of the loved ones we're looking after. More often than not, our patients are discharged home once we've controlled their symptoms, but on occasion we will look after people at the end of their life. For those people who have had experience within the hospice, you generally find that they are very appreciative of all that we do for them here. The way the hospice has been designed is it to be as kind of homely as possible, and all the patients' rooms look out onto a garden. They all have their own bathrooms, and they all have their own televisions and electric beds, and it's just a more homely and friendly environment. Staff have more time to spend with both patients and their relatives, and this is extremely important when somebody is perhaps nearing the end of their life and they need that little bit extra time. I think for me, one of the memories I had was actually from this summer, and we had a young lady in who had young children, and we set up badminton in the garden for the kids to obviously play with, to occupy their some of their time whilst they were in visiting their mum. And what ended up being really nice was that there was visitors of other patients within the hospice who were also outside, and they had a little competition and set up a little badminton league to play. So for what is obviously a difficult time for a lot of families, especially when children are involved, for us to have that flexibility that we could do something like that, and it's very simple, you know, setting up a little badminton court in the garden, you know, that's a lasting memory that those children will hopefully have in a time where obviously it was probably a very difficult time of their life. There's that whole misconception that a hospice setting is a very sad place and it's all doom and gloom, and if anything, it's the complete opposite. You know, our vision is to allow people to live to the best of their ability, and for what time they have got left, that their quality of life is as high as it could be. The staff are very motivated, they're very friendly, they're very compassionate and caring, and this ultimately shows within the atmosphere within the unit. We have the day hospice that runs Monday to Friday, and you can always hear the hustle and bustle and the laughing and the joking going on there. And obviously when the time is needed to have that, you know, level of calmness when perhaps somebody is nearing the end of their life, then, you know, we respect that as a team and allow that calmness to prevail. But overall, the hospice is a very friendly, warm, welcoming place. And I would, you know, for people that are apprehensive in the first instance of coming in, normally within the first 10 minutes of being in the hospice, they feel very settled and at home.